Proverbs 13:5 says, "A righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame." Have you ever given this much thought? I mean, no one likes to be lied to, and no one enjoys having to put up with liars. But do you think maybe we've become a little soft on lies here in these last days? What I mean is that our culture is so full of lies that we've sort of just become numb to it all. It's like the old frog in the pan of water illustration that's used so often. That illustration would demonstrate my point here, wouldn't it? You take a pan, fill it with lukewarm water, and place a member of the order of Anura family of Ranidae, otherwise known as a frog. You put that frog into the water and begin heating the water slowly to a boil over a period of a couple of hours, and the cold-blooded amphibian will not notice the increase in temperature, so it will then boil and die. Seems like the perfect picture of how modern culture is slowly dying from lies all around us. It's been a slow but constant increase of lies and deception that's brought us to this point. And we should talk about how that happened and look back on the last couple of centuries, really since the so-called Enlightenment period, to see how this has happened. A word, incrementalism, is fitting. But first, let's deal with the lie that we just used as an illustration. You see, the fact is, the idea that a frog will sit in a pan of lukewarm water and remain still for 2 hours to be boiled alive in slowly heated water is nothing but a baseless myth, as far as I can find. I admit that I've spoken of this myth and used it as an illustration myself in the past, and I was wrong. Why was I wrong? Because I never spent a second of my time or an ounce of energy looking into the claims about slow-boiling frogs to see if it was true. And when I did, I found that it was an example of a lie being told over and over over a period of a couple of centuries. And then finally, just everyone accepts it as the truth. I found that the myth is based on research done in the 19th century by a German who was named Goltz, who removed the brain of frogs and found that they would not jump out of slow-boiling water. Those with brains did jump out, and that makes sense. However, there were a couple of others who claimed that Goltz had not raised the water temperature slowly enough, and if it were raised over a two-hour period, the experiment would work. But in 2002, Dr. Victor Hutchison, emeritus research professor in the Department of Zoology at the University of Oklahoma, he said that experiments showed that as the water temperature approaches what is called the critical thermal maximum, which is the point where the frog would die, the frog will begin trying to escape the water. What's my point? That the frog in the water myth is itself an example of how all of us get tangled up in lies. If you don't question everything and demand a factual basis, then we're susceptible to deception and lies ourselves. And we should love the truth and hate lies so much that we see it as our calling and duty to put everything to the test. A righteous man hateth lies. That's why Bereans were called more noble than the Thessalonians. Why? Because the Thessalonians were too casual and open-minded, while the Bereans were ready-minded, what we would call active listeners, who put everything to the test and didn't just take a man's word without verification. And that included the Apostle Paul. Acts 17:11 tells us that the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. They, again, were testing the teaching of the Apostle Paul himself. If you love the truth, you will hate lying, and you'll hate lies. You will not be a liar, and you will not suffer liars. But this end-time generation is lazy and apathetic toward the truth. The masses have become sheeple who do not care to test what they're told by their party's political leaders, the educational system, the propaganda fake news media, false religious leaders, and so forth. This end-time generation loves lies. Be one of those who stands against the tide of deception in these last days as a follower of Jesus Christ, saved by the blood and filled with His Spirit. A righteous man hateth lying.